She's the original Scream Queen.
I find scary movies, I find them very soothing.
Is that what it looks like?
Mm-hmm.
No!
What percentage of koalas have chlamydia?
This movie's fucked up.
Do you always have to see the monster? And welcome to Screams and Queens. I am your co-host, Bree.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Megan.
And we have a lot to talk about today.
There's so much to discuss, and there's such low energy at this table right now.
We've all been up since like 4 a.m., but
we're about to get into it. Holy shit, why did you guys do this to me?
So first of all, happy Halloween, everybody.
Man, fuck Halloween.
Jenna's least favorite time of year.
No, this seriously sucks. Like, today sucked. Well, okay, you know what? We'll save it. But it didn't suck, but it sucked. All right, go on, Bree. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, so technically it's Halloween Eve, but it's Halloween all month long of October, as far as I'm concerned. So in honor of Halloween, we watch Halloween. So I watched the classic one, which Megan, you've seen the classic one, right? The 1978 one?
Yes, when I was like 12 and it was a TV marathon, so I'm sure they cut out some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not TV friendly.
So Jenna has never seen the original one, and then we just watched the Rob Zombie version today. So today we're comparing the John Carpenter version from 1978 to the 2007 Rob Zombie version, which is not a sequel. It is almost a shot-for-shot remake, almost. So we'll start off how the podcast is going to work. We'll start off with a brief movie summary, then we'll move into some fun facts. We'll go into the actual structure of the film, or films, using the Frightake Pyramid, talk about what scared us, what didn't scare us, and then lastly we'll play a fun little game called What Would Your Strategy Be? Okay, so brief movie summary. This is my brief movie summary. Halloween, and so this is for both of them, okay? So Halloween is a classic Halloween movie where the child killer who killed his sister Judith 15 years ago to the day escapes an asylum. I don't know what I wrote, everybody, but it is
when
not...
When did you write that?
Just like an hour ago, yeah.
Is that what you were typing away at the table while we were eating chicken nuggets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was typing a movie summary, and usually I'm pretty good at these, but today, I got 4 hours of sleep last night, and it shows. I don't know what I wrote. Anyway, so Michael Myers wreaks havoc on a fictional town, Haydenville, Illinois, by going on a killing spree.
You should have told Jenna it took place in Ohio.
No! Yeah.
We should only watch scary movies that take place in Ohio.
No, I'll move. You'll never see me again.
So that is the more of the... In both the movies, Michael Myers is in an asylum, but he escapes. In the 2007 one, we see more of a recreation of how he came to be Michael Myers, versus in the 1978 one, we see more of just Michael Myers killing. We don't see, like, this dysfunctional childhood. So there is kind of this, when Rob Zombie, I guess we'll transition into fun facts, when Rob Zombie made this remake, there was a lot of controversy because people thought that there was too much backstory. They thought that wasn't necessary.
No,
you
I
don't
liked
have
it.
To show. Yeah, like they
it
were
makes
like
him more human.
Mm-hmm. It gives a reason. Like it gives a reason to why versus like, oh, he's just doing this randomly. So it gives a tangible reason to why he's like this way. But people thought you gave an unnecessary backstory to something. Like, they just thought it was overkill, which it was very fucked up. Like, the whole, in the 2007 version, the whole backstory is, like, you see this dysfunctional family with this stripper mother and this very abusive stepfather, and then the sister who is just, they don't have a good relationship, and just the only family member he gets along with. Well, his mom he gets along with.
The baby
with,
that
but,
doesn't talk yet.
The baby. The baby is basically the only one that he really loves besides, like, his mom is, you know, she tries to be a good mother. Like, you kind of see that a little bit, but she's also, you know, stifled by her environment. Like, the money problems I'm assuming they're having because they live in a shithole, and the fact that she's an exotic dancer, and he's bullied at school. I mean, bullied, like bullied at school for her being an exotic dancer, and just extremely, extremely fucked up. So, like, the first half hour of the movie, and for some reason in my head, and I said this in the movie, I'm like, man, I was thinking in the Rob Zombie version, the introduction was like 10 minutes long, and it was like half the movie of them just showing
almost the first hour.
Yeah. So, and I was like, I don't know why I thought it was so short, but anyway, so back into some fun facts. I think I already said this, but John Carpenter did the 1978 version, and then Rob Zombie remade it and released it in 2007. The budget, which a lot, so I'll kind of go back and forth and say which ones were which. But the budget for at least the 1978 version was $300,000, and the budget was obviously an issue, because, which, there's a whole bunch of stuff I'll talk about the budget in the 1978 version. But, so, the Halloween itself was not created by John Carpenter, but it was created by this producer named Irwin Yablans. I think that's what his name is. He's nicknamed the Merchant of Menace because he made so many horror films. But so the idea came from Irwin, but when John Carpenter made it, he specifically wanted to leave out any gore in the 1978 version because he wanted to create this compelling plot and character development, which, as like a storyteller and a writer, I really respect that. That he didn't rely on, like, the gore. Whereas we talked about this a couple episodes ago in House of Thousand Corpses, Rob Zombie is super gore-focused, and so it's almost like he thinks, like, it's almost like he thinks horror is gore, or gore is horror. So there's a lot, like, a shit ton of gore in this movie. In the 2007 version, at least.
Well, here's the question. Do you think the gore makes it more entertaining? Was the original more boring to you?
The original was really corny. But I don't know, like, probably in 1978 it wasn't, but
it was probably like watching Jaws for the first time, seeing this fucking fish pop out of the ocean and you shit your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was scary back then.
Yeah. And, I mean, and also, like, kind of in the 70s, I guess it was more like in the 70s, the term serial killer was actually coined. I think it was in the 70s, early 70s. So, you have this thing that people are just realizing, this serial killer definition coming into fruition with Michael Myers. So it's makes it even more scary to think about just this, especially in the 1978 version, because you don't see the backstory, you don't see his dysfunctional childhood. The original version, Carpenter's version, just starts off with him murdering his sister, and then he goes to an asylum, and that's all you see. Like, you don't see anything else. So it's almost like this is just random killing, and we don't know why. So the zombie version kind of gives us that reason. But, so the creator of the actual franchise, the actual idea of the franchise, Irwin, so this is how he thought of the idea. He was quoted in an interview with New York Times. He said, quote, "I dreamed up Halloween on an airplane. I was coming back from a film festival in Milan, and I was looking for an idea that wouldn't cost money because I didn't have any money. I couldn't afford to buy a book or a play, and it happened to be Halloween night. The thing that baffled me to this day, I'm amazed, is that in 75 years of movie making, nobody has ever used the title Halloween for a picture," unquote. Which is true. Like, it's like before 1978, no one has ever, and Halloween's been around forever, and no one's ever actually used, like, Halloween for a movie title. Another fun fact, in the 2000 documentary, and it's called Halloween Unmasked, the actual mask of Michael Myers was just, it was $1. It was a mask of Captain Kirk like Megan said, when we were watching the movie, she's like, isn't that from Star Trek?
Yeah, it's William Shatner.
Yeah.
That makes it less scary to me. I just picture William Shatner chasing people down, killing them.
Oh, it's a mask from somebody else?
Yeah, it was William Shatner's face. It was a mold of his face because he was in Star Trek.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that
And they just, like, painted it and added floofy hair and then, ta-da!
Yeah, and it was, like, stripped of its eyebrows and the sideburns and it was, like, stretched out and painted white, so it looks freaky.
Creative, though.
Mm-hmm.
Good use of, you know, creativity.
Yeah. But in the actual name, Michael Myers, he is a real person, not the serial killer, but Michael Myers himself was a real person. He was actually a British film promoter who helped Carpenter with a previous movie. So that's where he kind of, like, dedicated Michael Myers, like, his name to him. And then in the original one, Jamie Lee Curtis plays Laurie Strode, who we see also in the 2007 version, who is Michael Myers' sister, unbeknownst to her. But Jamie Lee Curtis was the actual only teenager that was in the movie, although they were more, like, actors playing teenagers, but Jamie Lee Curtis was actually the only teenager. And you know how much she made?
How much?
Take a guess.
$150.
Oh, higher than that, but $8,000. And she had to wear her own clothes because they were very, it was part of their, like, low
budget. Okay,
where
was the budget then? If they didn't pay the actors or pay for costuming and spent a dollar on the mask.
Yeah. Well, there was, like $10,000 for music. They paid $25,000 for one of the actors. I forget who it was. But so it was, I guess it was just a lot of just, like, technical things that they paid for. But yeah, so Jamie Lee Curtis got paid $8,000.
Shout out to her, though. She's the original Scream Queen.
Yeah.
She gives us our name.
That's true.
And you know what? She is, I didn't know this until today. She's the daughter of Janet Lee, who starred in Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
So it's just in the blood.
Mm-hmm. It's in the blood. But fun fact, too, Jenna, she hates horror movies.
Good.
Jamie
my
Lee
girl.
Curtis or my mm-hmm. mom?
She was my girl when I watched Freaky Friday. I knew it. That's my bitch. Right?
Yeah.
I can say that.
I love Freaky Friday, which is also a remake. I guess that we can consider that horror. Wouldn't that be scary to trade bodies with your mom?
Yeah.
My mom would be like, what the hell?
Trading bodies with anybody would be scary. Except unless it was like, who would I want to trade bodies with? Maybe like,
my dog.
Oh, yeah, a cat. But then I have to eat cat food.
Yeah.
I've done it before. No, I'm
kidding. And it was like, so? Yeah. But I would get to sleep all day, and I would get pets, because I pet my cats all the time. But would they know to pet me? Maybe.
Can you imagine if your cats were, like, in a human body, just, like, running the fuck around, knocking shit off the table?
They're just, like, they're just, like, yeah, Big Sean the other night. My cat's name is Big Sean, not the rapper.
He was at his house knocking stuff around.
Big Sean the rapper was at my house knocking shit off my counter. I'm like, Big Sean. No, my cat's name is Big Sean. And he literally just knocks everything off the counter because he's an asshole. But he's cute.
It's entertaining.
Like, yeah, he's just like, burr, burr, burr. But anyway, so, and then in the original one, John Carpenter had a fear meter for Jamie Lee Curtis so he could say, hey, you're going to be like 2 out of 10 right here. So I couldn't find all of them, but I found that one was mild dread. So like, ooh, like I'm dreading going to school or something. I don't know. And then 10 was a blood curdling scream.
I feel like that's my go-to. It's 0 to 10 for me real quick.
It's like either dread or screaming. Like
there's no in between.
Yeah. So I'm obviously it climbs, but so that I thought that was cool. It was like a fear meter. Gives us something kind of like so she knew how scared to be, I guess. But it was shot in the spring, the original one was, so they had to make fake leaves by just taking paper and just painting the paper. And then since they were low budget, they couldn't make a bunch of them, so they had to just like spread them and then keep picking them up and just keep moving them from scene to scene. Like it must have been like the most chaotic.
Could they not
like
have waited like 2 months?
Well, they wanted to have it come out for Halloween.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, which I don't know why they just
a lot of work.
Yeah, paying leaves. Can you imagine that being your job? Like, that guy probably got paid $150. Like, he's like, gotta pay these fucking leaves. Like, he comes home from work. He's like, I'm paying fucking leaves.
Making fake leaves.
Yeah, he's like, honey, what'd you do at work today? I'm paying fucking more fucking leaves. All they need is fucking leaves. But anyway, so also since it was in the spring, they had a hard time finding pumpkins. So, I don't know. That's all I found about that. But I thought it was
interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Also, Laurie Strode was based off of John Carpenter's ex-girlfriend. I couldn't find...
Oh,
yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Why?
He's like, so I want to kill her. Yeah. I couldn't find any information. So maybe I just didn't look that hard, but I just couldn't find information. But somehow, some way, she was based on his ex-girlfriend. And also, in the original one, if you... Jenna, honestly... The original one, I think you would like. Like, I don't... Because it's not scary.
Ben watched it recently, my brother, and he's like, Megan... First of all, Ben loves gore porn. Like, that's his go-to, is super gore. He's like, Megan, it was so boring.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's how we are with any old special effects. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom tells me about, like, oh my God, Megan, I watched blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe The Exorcist back in the day. Like, she gets scared of something, and then I watch it, and it has, like... literal strings holding things from the ceiling for the special effects. Like, it's so hokey. And
yeah.
It's just because we're spoiled and used to better special effects. So I would probably be bored in the original, too. It's been years since I watched it, though.
I think I was, like, excited to watch it because, it's been years since I watched it, too. So, and obviously I just watched it this week. But I wouldn't say it was boring, but it was corny. Like, I think maybe also because I'm so used to gore. Like, when you see a knife and people getting stabbed, you're like, oh, there's going to be blood. And there's no blood. You know what I mean? Like, there's not any...
And it's Disney.
Yeah, it's like, there's no gore. And also, Michael Myers, like, in, so really quickly, I was looking up what he was actually, like, technically, like, diagnosed with. What I could find is that Michael Myers, he lost the ability to speak after murdering
Selective mutism.
Wait, so he chose not to speak, or he physically...
No, it's selective mutism.
They called it, conversion disorder, where symptoms of acute or chronic stress manifest physically. So he just, like, probably had the ability to speak, but, like, his brain, like, wouldn't let him. Or I'm not a scientist or a doctor, I'm not sure, but...
I had a kid with selective mutism when I was a case manager.
Oh, yeah.
And he would talk to his mom and whisper to his sister, but he wouldn't talk at school. Mm. He wouldn't talk to me, he wouldn't talk to his therapist. It was just an anxiety thing for him. Obviously, it was a little worse for Michael Myers if he's killing people. But
yeah. I whispered when I was a kid, too, but I don't think I have that.
What's that? Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your
ear. Yeah, with the yin-yang to him. Like, nada, no.
Just whisper.
ASMR. Hey, little mama, let me... Okay. But anyway, so, and then it also said he is also likely suffers from voyeurism and autism. So, which I was like, why are all these teenagers always having sex in this movie?
What's voyeurism?
When you watch, like, people having sex.
You, like, enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Either, like you enjoy watching, like, pleasure, or you enjoy watching extreme pain. Either one. Extreme pleasure, extreme pain.
Oof.
Yeah. So I mean, which would make sense for both of those, because he likes watching sex, and he also likes watching murder as he performs it.
Well, that's how Bundy was a little bit. He was exposed to, like, nudity and violence at a young age, so, like, his brain put those two things together.
Yeah. If you... have the desire to watch the original, it's not fucked up like that. It's, like, corny. Like, it's, like, a good Halloween movie. Like, it's like, oh, it's Halloween. But if you found it to be dark, like, actually, like, physically dark, like, sinister, it wasn't for effect. It was because they had a low budget again. Like, they couldn't afford the lights. They're like, I don't know, let's just make it ominous and dark. We'll see.
I have horrible vision anyway. I can never see shit. Yeah. So, like, I turn my brightness up on my TV when I play games and stuff sometimes, because I literally can't see anything. Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Just, like, slowly losing your eyesight. And then the killer, Michael Myers, but just kind of the silhouette, he was technically referred to, like, as the Shape in the script, and apparently the movie credits. And the name was borrowed from the Salem witch trial judges, who referred to spirits who harm others as shapes.
Huh.
So, little interesting tidbit.
The Shape of Water movie goes a totally different way than... Picture, like, Michael Myers having a romance and just swimming around.
What's the, like... Da 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 da. Very slow, like, yeah. And then I don't know about the Rob Zombie version, but in the original one, the stabbing sound came from them stabbing a watermelon.
Ew.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, like, so there are 11 Halloweens, so I'm going to list them off.
What?
Really fast.
What do you mean?
Speedway.
Yeah.
Really fast.
It's going to speed up. Ready?
Like an auctioneer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if these are not in order, but they are apparently ranked, and I just copy and pasted them, and I'll put the sources like I always do on the little area. Okay, so ranked number one, Halloween, the original one, 1978. Ranked number two, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Number three, Halloween, H2O, 20 years later. Number four, Halloween from 2018, which is just the new one that just came out with Jamie Lee Curtis, the direct sequel to the original one. Number five, Halloween 2, which I think was Rob Zombie. Number six, Halloween, Resurrection. Number seven, Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers. Number eight, Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. And then tied for, they must have skipped 9, I don't know. Tied for 10 and 11th is Halloween from 2007, which is Rob Zombie's version, so that was ranked very low. And then Halloween 2 from 2009. So that is actually the Rob Zombie version. So there you go.
I feel like critics just like have like the nostalgia factor with movies, so nothing could compete with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why it was ranked worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question. In the 2009 one we watched, and in the original, he's a human. He's a really buff, giant, strong human that probably had some gland issue that made him grow really big,
yeah.
But he was human nonetheless. But in some of the sequels, like in Season of the Witch, like there was like devil worshipping and witchcraft and curses, and he's like basically like a zombie then. So what is it? What's canon? What is canon to the lore? Is he human? Or is he some type of spirit, zombies, I don't know, invincible person?
Yeah. Which is kind of annoying, I guess, to me, because I think of, like, Jason Voorhees, like, my man, my favorite serial killer, or slasher. He is superhuman, you know what I mean? Like, he's the one that rises from the dead. Like, we know that when he's dead, he's not actually dead. There's gonna be a 27th Friday the 13th. Like, we know that. But Michael Myers, he's human, you know what I mean? Like, he's a product of his environment, allegedly. So when they make all of these different movies where you have Season of the Witch and you have these curses and these witches and this witchcraft being involved, it's annoying to me.
It's inconsistent.
I'm thinking like, yeah, and I'm like, you're trying to do too many things. Like, let it be what it is, because it's scary what it is. It's scary to think of this guy who you can't kill, and he's human. It's like Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, Batman has no powers, but you can't kill him. Like, Batman's not scary. Like, he saves Gotham. But, I mean, it's scary to think of, like, a human, a tangible human, which we talk about all the time, tangible versus intangible, not being able to kill this person. So I think they just should leave it as it is.
But, agreed. That's my biggest gripe. Be consistent to your lore.
Yeah.
Have it mostly be canon. I get there's plot holes in everything, but
yeah.
Like you said, Jason Voorhees, you know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know which Michael Myers I'm going to get. If someone's chasing me with a knife, I want to know if I can kill him or not.
Or if he's going to jump 20 feet in the air. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. Okay, so let's get into the actual structure of the film using the Freytag Pyramid. And what I want to do is I want to do the Rob Zombie one versus the classic one, because instead of the classic one, I mean, because they're very similar, but the Rob Zombie one has more to it. So by breaking down the Rob Zombie one, we're going to be able to kind of kill two birds with one stone with the John Carpenter one. So in the Rob Zombie one, we have the beginning, which is we're introduced to Michael Myers as a child. He's 10 years old. He's with this dysfunctional family. We see his exotic dancer mother, this very abusive and negligent stepfather.
Asshole dick face.
Yeah, deserved what was coming to him. This sister who was not a good relationship and just very promiscuous for her age, and then this baby that he like allegedly got
didn't
along
do
with
anything,
yeah, the baby that just like and just screamed all the time. So we see this and then we also see him being bullied. We see him murder, or we see him like murder animals, and then we eventually see him murder a kid that bullied him.
Which is so fucked up. Oh my god, they had so many pictures of just fucking shit that he killed in the school. Was he bringing those into the school?
It was in his book bag. He had a dead cat in his book bag,
too. Oh, no shit.
Like in a Ziploc bag.
And his mom's like, oh, that's just a cat. He must have picked it up on the side of the road. Like, that's totally fucking normal.
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
Oh, no shit. I didn't realize he was carrying that around in his shit.
Probably, no wonder he's bullied. He probably smells like shit for picking up roadkill on the road, keeping it in his locker.
Yeah.
Bad lunches make your locker smell. Let alone dead cat. Yeah.
Roadkill. Yeah, seriously. But so you see this progression of him eventually murdering his father or his stepfather, his sister, sister's boyfriend. And
all in the same day, though, and with that
yeah,
kid,
on
the
Halloween
kid
from night.
Spy Kids.
Yeah.
He deserved it, though.
Well, halfway through that, I felt bad for the kid.
Well, yeah, he learned his lesson after he was whacked over the head with a stick 17
like,
times.
He needs to kill someone. But I wonder if after his first kill, that's when it, like, entered in him, like, oh, this is...
This feels good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, a lot of control. Like when we had Michelle on. Shout out Michelle. Megan's mom.
You should phone a friend and ask her.
Yeah.
What kind of killer is he?
Yeah. What she said, the control seeking? Or Thrill seeker. There's one that was like control, right? Where you have that control.
And likes the violence.
Yeah. I gotta go back and listen to our own podcast. I'm like, I mean, this is so interesting that I forget.
Have,
I know.
Like a laminated go-to, like, reference sheet.
Like a cheat sheet for serial killers. So then you see this progression of, then his mom comes home, he's holding his baby sister, who is Lori. He goes to the psych ward, and this doctor, Samuel Loomis, is trying to help him, like, figure out what happened, and also just kind of cure him, and... then he eventually kills a nurse, and yeah. So, and then fast forward 15 years later, he's still in the psych ward.
Okay, so there's a lot of questions here. So he killed everyone who was a dick to him, okay? So he didn't kill his mom, he didn't kill the baby, he killed the nurse in the hospital because she was a...
She called him ugly!
Yeah.
I'd be pretty pissed too if I was a killer.
Also,
call me ugly.
Yeah.
You're fucking stupid for saying shit to him there. Also, I'd be scared shitless if I had to be in the same room with him.
She gave me Nurse Bucket vibes from Ratched. The bitchy nurse that Sarah
I was like, yeah, for sure. But yeah, also, if I were a nurse in a psych ward, what in tarnation are you thinking going up to a kid who has brutally murdered, like stabbed, his own family, stabbed his own family to death, and you're thinking, I'm gonna go call that kid ugly, and then turn my back. You moron. You deserved it. And you're also just a bitch. Yeah, but like, what are you doing?
So then he killed her, but he didn't kill he did end up killing, but the janitor that was nice to him, what was his name?
Danny Trejo. I don't know what his character's name is.
Yeah, I don't know what his character's name is.
See, I was feeling very empathetic for Michael. I'm like, you know what? He's a troubled kid. Mm-hmm. It's like nature versus nurture. He was nurtured into this. He was treated horribly and abused, but then like Danny Trejo's like, Mikey, my buddy, and he was friends with him for 15 years and took care of him and helped protect him from all the other dickwad assholes, hillbillies that were like raping patients and stuff.
Yeah, oh god.
But he still killed him. He started drowning him in the sink and then crushed him with the TV. Like, I lost all sympathy then. I'm like, okay, maybe he's just like mean, like hurt, so he's hurting people that were mean to him. But no, Danny Trejo did nothing wrong.
Okay, so when he was in the room with the doctor, and he asked if he remembered the shit from Halloween, the shit that he did, he said that he didn't remember it
He's like, that wasn't me. Yeah, he was totally like,
is that true? Like, do you really think he didn't know what he did, or did he know?
I think maybe as a child, he didn't really realize what he did. Like,
I think
maybe...
He was 10 motherfucking years old.
He could have had, like, dissociative personality disorder, where he had, like, a break in his psyche from the trauma that he... Did you notice? Okay, he put the mask on. Myrtle. And then, like, took it off, and then was, like, calm, and then put the mask back on to kill. So maybe he can't kill without his mask. It's, like, compartmentalizing. And so, like, that's,
and
like,
at the end, he took his mask off with his sister.
Yeah.
So he wasn't gonna kill her.
FYI, listeners, if I say Woodard or Myrtle, it's a...
She's not having a stroke.
It's an Adventure Time reference, and I should probably not use that phrasing. No one's going to know what I'm talking
They're
about.
They're like, why is she talking funny? Yeah, and they even said, the Dr. Loomis, when he was, like, talking to himself in his tape recorder, when all those, like, kind of montages were happening, the creepy black and white ones where he's just sitting in his mask as a child, like, in the psych ward, and his hair's in front of his face. He even says, like, it's like he's just a ghost of a person behind this mask. Like, it's almost like the mask makes him a different person. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's very possible that he had some kind of personality disorder where when he had the mask on, it was okay, and he was a different person. He was allowed to murder. But then when he took his mask off, he's human and he's vulnerable. Yeah, like, why he took his mask off in front of his sister? Because he was vulnerable. Which, in the original one, he doesn't take his mask off.
She takes his mask off.
Oh, really? Yeah, and he's all like he has like one eye, yeah. But he doesn't have long hair. Like, he's a very just kind of like, not normal looking dude, but like more normal than like 2007 Rob Zombie Michael
this
Myers.
This huge motherfucker over here.
See, I think it's almost scarier that we don't see his face.
Yeah.
That it's hidden, that we don't know. It makes it more intangible feeling, more spirity.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted specifically, like, John Carpenter specifically wanted him to wear a mask so we couldn't see those human emotions. Mm-hmm. So it would be some kind of, like, yeah, intangible thing that we can't kill because it's just such a big guy. But in the John Carpenter version, he's tall, but he's, like, wiry. Like, he's this, like, lanky dude. And he also...
Doesn't he, like, power walk?
Yeah, he like, he moves very quickly, whereas in this one...
I feel like I remember watching a scene where he's, like, hustling behind trees in the background, yeah. like Scooby-Doo, like, running and hiding behind things.
It's why it's very corny. Like, and it's so funny because you don't see this part, but in my head when I was watching it, I was cracking up by myself because you think of, like, in the 2007 one, it's not so obvious. Like, it's not like you look 1 second and he's there. You look away a second and then he's not there. But so in the original one, it's like that. Like, he's there, he's not there, he's there.
So you picture him just like sprinting away.
Yeah, he's like this and he goes like. He's like standing there all creepy. Then he has to like very quickly like run away behind another tree.
That's a creeper out.
Yeah. And it's like, or like even in the 2007 version when he's standing behind like the little girl, she's watching TV and the babysitter's coming into the room. She's like, Lindsay, are you ready? And all of a sudden he's gone. He just had to be like moonwalk out of the room. Like, it's just like he had to like quickly like scoot out of there. Yeah, like Scooby-Doo shit. So I just thought that was like, I don't know. But yeah, the original one is like, obviously it's a classic and everything, and but it's just, it's really corny, and but it's fun. Like, it's a fun, like, I don't know, I still like it.
It's the feels.
Okay, so my question is, do you think, because last time he was with his mom, he made her put his mask back on, so do you think he eventually would have killed her too? Since he killed the doctor at the end as well. He fucking killed everyone.
Technically, he didn't kill the doctor. He kills the doctor later. The doctor survives. He just kind of got his head squished a little bit.
What?
Just a little bit.
And he Michael survives too, yeah.
Because there's
11
movie?
More.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a second one. There's a
sequel
to this
one. Well, I guess
you
just went over. Wait, I didn't catch that though. I thought he was gone.
And the friend that was topless with the cop dad survives too. Mm-hmm. But I think she also dies in the next movie. Everyone dies.
It's like Final Destination. Like, Michael Myers still coming for you. Like, it don't matter if you survive.
Those Someone tell me if you me think up. He would have killed his mom.
I don't
know. Someone give me an answer.
I don't know. It just depends on how far gone he is. If there's some fraction of humanity left in him, and it looked like that. I mean, I think he would have murdered Lori if she didn't give him, like, she hurt him. He was betrayed by her in the last instance. He opened up and was vulnerable to her, and he wanted to have some type of bond, and then she stabbed him in the shoulder.
And then he was like, he put his mask back on.
Right in the clavicle, you guys.
Then he just gets up like, fuck this knife. This knife is like a foot long, and he just yanks it out of his shoulder like it's a fucking toothpick. Like, no, I think like the fact that he had this like, quote, special bond with like his sister, he wanted it, but then as soon as she betrayed him, he put his mask back on. I think eventually he might have killed his mom.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, I mean, obviously there's a connection there, but not, like, I think the connection that is there is not as strong as his psychopathic behavior.
And she's there until he doesn't need her anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whose tombstone was in the room? Is it his mom or his sister's?
Well, like, who so...
I just said Myers, so...
Yeah. Who did he put the coyote on?
In the original... I'm assuming it's his sister, because in the original one, it's his sister's tombstone. Like, it physically says, like, Judith Myers. And so I'm assuming it's his sister's, even though it just says Myers. So I don't know.
Or maybe Rob Zombie did that on purpose to be a little more ambiguous.
Maybe.
Up to interpretation. Although, like, if he loved, in quote, his mom, I don't think he would desecrate her grave with a dead animal.
Either.
I think he just fucking hated his sister. She was a bitch.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to pee on your grave and put a dead fox there and steal your head. That's heavy as shit. Carrying someone's...
So it's half a ton.
Yeah, a headstone and like...
Dr. Loomis goes, exactly.
Like frolicking down the street with a headstone. Like, how do people not... Where are all the neighbors? Everyone's screaming and running around. Like, is everyone on vacation in Halloween? Mm. Like, I don't understand why no one's like... What's this ruckus? Why is there a tall man running around with a head, like...
With a mask on and a jumpsuit.
No one was suspicious of anything.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because in the original one, he's just kind of... He drives a car around, so instead of, like, walking around and creeping behind trees, he's just driving this, like... what are they called?
How does he know how to drive?
It's a station wagon, but it's like, I forget, like a, oh my god, Vista Cruiser. Like, one of those, like, Vista Cruisers. He's, like, driving around, and he's, like, with this mask on, just, like... down the street, like, driving, following these kids versus, like, hiding behind trees. I mean, he does hide behind trees, too. But in the one scene in the original one, it's actually a meme. Like, it's when he's, like, kind of, like, half behind the bushes but half peeking out, like, on the sidewalk. And it says, like, oh, I forget what the meme is, but it's, like, ready for Halloween, like, or something. And it's just Michael Myers, like, behind the bush like this. And that's, like, from the original one. And so he's, like, behind the bush, and she looks away for a second, and then he's gone. So just imagine him being, like, gotta get out of here. Like, he's just, like, scooting his way out of there. So, but, yeah, so anyway, and there's so many, like, fake climaxes in this movie, because you think, like, okay, so she gets kidnapped, and you think, like, okay, she stabs him, and she's gonna get away, but then he, of course, pulls a knife out, and she escapes, but she trips and falls in the pool. You think, like, he's gonna come kill her, but then the doctor shows up, and then he goes, you're safe now, Lori, like, after he shoots Michael Myers, and so you think, like, oh, this is the end,
but
right?
But you knew it wasn't the end.
Yeah.
You
well, Jenna was like, Jenna goes, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? Oh, my God. What's gonna happen?
Yeah. I knew it wasn't the end.
Well, we've all seen Zombieland. This is my advice to you.
It's funny. Yeah.
This is my advice to you, listeners. If you're ever in a situation with something creepy or a serial killer or a rabid dog or a zombie, double tap that bitch.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nothing is down until you basically decapitate the bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
Sam wasn't.
Well, Sam is different.
They should have cut his head off and burned him alive.
They should have roasted him and get him into pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds.
That was my strategy.
Wonder how evil pumpkin seeds would taste.
It's like, tastes so evil. I don't know. But, and so then,
it was a lot of push-pull, though. Even in the scene where, like, she was with the kids in the bathroom, and the cop's like, open the door! And the little boy's like, open the door! And the little girl's like, don't open the door!
Yeah.
And, like, you're push-pull, and we're like, oh my gosh, she's safe! Oh my gosh, she's not safe! And then he kills the cop, and you're like, gosh, dang it.
Yeah.
You, like, feel like, you let your guard down for a second.
Yeah, you're like,
and
then
just bust through the door, like, it's...
I want that strength. Yeah. Guys, this is why we work out at Orange Theory, to have Michael Myers, like, strength. I want to be able to knock a door down, punch through a car door, or a car, window.
Oh my god, he grabbed her out of that car.
Oh yeah, you hate that.
I hate.
You experience that in House of a Thousand Corpses too.
Oh, I'm like, I thought you meant in person.
I'm like, Jenna's never been kidnapped out of a car window.
Yeah, I'm like, or have you? No, you said that. You're like, I hate when people get taken out of cars, and then that happened in this movie too.
Is that scarier for you than werewolves now?
Oh god, I'm...
That's more realistic,
Jenna. Okay, would you
Jenna?
Rather fight a werewolf or Michael Myers?
Fuck that question. Fuck everything about that question.
Well,
I don't want to answer
if you're
it.
Fighting a werewolf answer. During any other time of the month other than a full moon, it's just a human. Just whack him.
just slap him. Go away. Easy. That's it. That's the end.
I'm so scared. I need to go watch Emperor's New Groove, like, right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about. So, in the... It's not funny, but, like, after Michael Myers, like, as a child, in the 2007 version, after he kills the nurse in the hospital, it like, freeze frames on his face screaming, and that's when Megan was like, you're probably wondering how I got here, like, one of those, like, funny, like, sitcoms or funny movies, and so we were talking about, like, Emperor's New Groove, how he'll, like, it'd be like, skirt, and he'll stop and, like, hop up on screen, like, start drawing, like a playbook on the screen.
This is me. This is my friend.
Yeah,
shit,
it's
like that.
This is the nurse I just killed. Yeah. Speaking of
She was a bitch.
Yeah. Speaking of playbook, I'm so sore. We played, what's it called? Not fucking
flag
tag.
Football?
Yeah, flag.
We played tag.
I'm really sore from tag.
Oh,
we played flag football yesterday.
We played tag, but instead of tapping, we just pummeled the shit out of each
other. I want to watch that movie Tag with Nick from New Girl.
Oh, it's, based on a true story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the weddings or shit. Have you guys seen that?
No,
but he's hot.
Wait, can we, are you guys doing anything right now? Can we, like, watch that? Well, you guys probably want to go home. Maybe next time.
I totally want to go home.
Yeah. Megan wants to go home. We're at Megan's house.
We'll
her address is. Yeah, well,
don't
do you guys want to watch it with us? Yeah. Who wants to come over and
let's
watch Tag?
Let's have a party of Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah. Cusco. Okay, anyway. So, but anyway, so there's, like, multiple climaxes, but then the final climax is, Lori ends up, well, assumed to believe that she kills her brother, Michael Myers. So she doesn't know it's her brother. But she,
yes,
like,
and
falls
she,
on him. They fall out of a window.
Wait,
and
she didn't figure that out.
She doesn't figure
end,
it out
until
the next movie.
Are we gonna watch the next movie?
I feel like
you
probably should, because it makes more sense.
There's shit in me that...
I
should never stop.
Yes,
there is. Technically, you're shitting all of us.
No, there's, like, something in me that wants to know more. Like, okay, spoiler alert, I had them rewind the movie.
I'm so proud of
you. Do
you
guys remember that?
Yeah, Jenna goes, I'm so proud of you. Yeah, she goes, wait, can you guys rewind that?
We're missing something important.
Yeah, we both looked at her like, and Jenna's usually like under the covers, like trying to go to the bathroom to get out of scenes. And she goes, wait, you guys, can we rewind it? And Meg and I both looked at her like, really? Jenna, we're so,
really?
Yeah, we're like, Jenna, we're so proud of you.
Well, it's because they're, fuck, shit, I can't talk. They were really important parts, you know? When the doctor and the cop were talking to each other, that shit's interesting. When they're talking about his childhood and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then how the baby went to a different family.
But I feel like you're interested in that. Like, you went and
watched,
didn't you watch the Ted Bundy docuseries then, too?
Or so, just the movie that we watched. I didn't
listen you didn't watch,
to his
who
tapes.
Watched the doc? Who?
Bree did.
Okay, I'm like, one of us did. But it's interesting.
It is super interesting, except when there's blood and violence and all of that.
No, watch
type
the
of
first
shit
one.
I hate.
Well,
you know what? I've seen this one. I don't need to see the first
what's
one.
What's interesting with
cool.
the sequel, though, is that, like, the sister, she finds out she's a sister, then starts having homicidal hallucinations.
Yeah.
So is it nature
that...
or is it nurture?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in their, is it hereditary for them to have some psychopathy? Like,
wow. Well, I mean, their mom killed herself.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's not.
But she stayed with crazy dude that was beating up her kids.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah. And calling, like, his stepdaughter, like, saying she has a nice dumper.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, that was fucked up.
That little girl got a nice dumper.
I feel like that's a disgusting compliment.
Yeah.
I am gonna, I mean, I could dig it. Like,
so, she got a nice dumper.
Like, I'm gonna start calling that
a dumper. My that's dumper really hurts. My dumper sore. You should wait when you're coaching next. You should go, no, squeeze
right,
your jumper.
You got bench tap to squats, feet shoulder width distance.
Tap your jumper
back on that bench.
Engage those jumper muscles.
Stand tall. Oh my god, I can't.
I'm crying.
You've got a mid-bang.
Our listeners are like, shut up. Our listeners have no idea. Unless you are an Orange Theory coach, then you have.
Brie is literally
younger.
Crying. She's
I'm literally
tears.
Like, tears are falling down my face. Okay, we digress. So, yeah, so the actual climax, anyway, is, so Lori.
He football presumably tackles her out of a window.
Yeah.
Tackles.
That part confused me too. I was under the covers for that one. I didn't watch. So did she shoot him? Like, how did they both fall off the balcony at the same time?
So he tackled her through a window. He
oh,
was like,
I didn't see that.
You rejected me. And just
and then just fucking
just and fly hops through the window with her and she falls, but like, and she's, it was disgusting. Like, a lot of things don't gross me out, but when people, like, crack their heads open, and, like,
oh, yeah.
or they're being scalped, like, that's, like,
ew.
Me for me.
Oh,
but so,
God.
Like, she was bleeding out the back of her head, and she picked up the gun, and it was a revolver. So she's like, pew, no bullet, like, pulling until eventually she shot him, and then it went blank screen.
Mm-hmm.
So we are
oh,
left.
So she did end up shooting him.
Yes. Hopefully in the head, but apparently he survived, so apparently she's not a good shot, or he just has a really good healing
Yeah.
So I mean, his head is enormous. Because she was covered in blood. I saw that part.
She ends up in a psychiatric facility, too.
After?
I feel like I told you the whole plot of the second one. We don't even need to watch
it. Yeah, we don't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, I think have a lot of questions.
That's the one I saw at the drive-in theater.
Yeah. I cannot believe you went and saw this at a drive-in.
I watched a shit ton of scary movies.
Fucking Halloween. Grease. No. Grease is my favorite movie. In fact, maybe I'll watch that.
We go together like Michael Myers
no,
and Freddy Krueger.
No, don't
Kruger.
Ruin it for me. Don't ruin another good thing in my life.
Just, if you're freaked out, just imagine the comedian Mike Myers.
Austin Powers, maybe I'll watch. Yeah,
Moira.
He's like, do I make you horny, baby?
Or as like the Cat in the Hat, like slinking around.
As the cat.
I forgot he was in that movie. That was
a
classic.
Or Shrek. Somebody once told me.
He's in so many good movies.
Get out of my swamp. Just
yells. Oh my gosh.
Oh
okay.
My god. Yeah, just think of Mike Myers instead of Michael Myers chasing Laurie around. Actually, have you seen that video? Oh, what fucking song? It's like the... Oh, what Michael Jackson song is that? It's like...
Thriller?
Is that fan? No. It's the
Thriller?
No, it's not that.
Oh. Yeah, I know exactly. Luke plays it all the time in class. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Don't stop till you get enough. Okay. So there's a video on, there's just this video of Michael Myers, like it's like, I forget what it is. Like, I'm terrible at memes and videos, I'm 28 years old, I'm not like you kiddos. Anyway, so, it, like, starts off with him just, like, walking out of his house, his creepy Halloween music, and it's, like, when someone tests you on Halloween, and these kids are like, hey, Michael, you suck! And he's just, like, he, like, pulls up this knife, and it's, like, and he starts, like, dancing at them. Like, I'll just show you it. It's really funny. That'll I'll have to, like, post it on better. Our Instagram, too, because it's really, really funny. It's a whole video.
Did you see the, it was, like, pinup pictures of all, like, the killers from the old, like, movies? Like, it was, like nudie, like sexy pictures of the guys with like the masks and blood everywhere.
Oh my god, that's awesome! I've always wanted like a pinup tattoo. Maybe I'll get one of Jason Voorhees. Michael Myers, like, yeah. Okay, so let's go into what scared us. Okay, so first of all, yes, what scared us, what didn't scare us, but also, so at the beginning of the movie, the Rob Zombie version. Is extremely, there's a lot of very triggering things. Like, so if you haven't seen this movie, like, trigger warning, there's a rape scene, there's it's a lot terrible. Of blood. Yeah, it's very, and it's very, like brutal. I mean, it's bad.
Watch it.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
So if you, like, if you don't like rape, which you shouldn't, hopefully you don't like rape. But I mean, I mean, like, if you don't like watching rape
trigger
scenes,
warning.
That, yeah, that triggers you, like, be wary of this movie. There's that, there's obviously a lot of blood, a lot of killing, but... Oh my god! Okay, wait, we have to post it on our Instagram. That's so funny. Megan just showed me that picture.
I think it was on Reddit. It's giving iconic horror villains a sexy... Let me click on the...
Dumper.
A sexy twist.
That's so funny.
Dumper.
Tap that dumper on
Look
the...
Look at the abs on Jason, though. Ooh, wait!
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, it's covered in blood. Ew, Pennywise.
Oh, wow. It's like...
What? He has the boat in front of his...
It's
look
like
at scream.
They're actual bodies. Like...
What if serial killers actually, like... Not serial like killers, but I mean, like, those slashers. What if they were actually,
just,
like, super hot?
Buff and chisels.
Yeah, they're like, hey. I'd be like, well, Michael Myers in that case. okay, so... Ew!
The Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter. Oh, he's holding the lamb, Sons of the Lambs, which I can't wait to watch that movie, too. Anyway, the beginning of this movie is very disturbing, is very fucked up, so just trigger warning about all those things. And I know, Jenna, you said, like, I was like, oh, Jenna, sorry, it's scary. And you're like, no, it's not scary, it's just I don't like fucked up things. So, like...
Honestly, that's a great quote of... I think that's the favorite thing I've ever said, because, yeah, it's not scary.
We should put that on a t-shirt. I'm not scared, I just don't like fucked up things. Like,
because that's everything you guys make me watch. It's not scary. I mean, I guess it is scary, it's just fucked up. Everything is so fucked up.
I mean, there's so many different subgenres to horror, and this is fucked up, and this isn't my favorite type of horror. I'm not, like, super into slashers. I'll watch them because they don't scare me at all.
Yeah.
I like supernatural horror.
That's
more my genre.
That is scary.
That scares me more.
Like,
which is crazy.
crazy because it's like supposedly, like as far as we know, it doesn't exist. What does exist are actual serial killers. I'm like, as I'm like eating popcorn and giggling because it's so funny. To me.
Yeah. No, that the shit that you're talking about, that's something that I truly don't know if I'm going to be able to watch with you guys because I am not going to be able.
You watched The Turning.
Yeah, but that's like peasant shit. Like I'm talking about the real shit.
But you've also watched The Ring.
No, when I was little, I saw like 30 seconds of it and fucked me up till this
day.
Well,
all you need to know is that you just don't watch the whole video, so cover your eyes like three to four different times while watching the video. Loophole! If you don't watch it, she's not gonna get you!
But this shit, it like hurts my heart. Like, I hate seeing blood, I hate seeing people get hurt.
You should have turned on your watch to see like if you burned any extra calories.
I don't have an Apple Watch. I want to get one, though.
I'm sorry, I just feel like I...
Everyone has
you.
One.
We always shame Jenna for not.
She's like, sorry, because you can't.
You broke ass bitch.
Like, yeah. You don't have an Apple Watch. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, so all of our, like, our whole friend group, like, we all have Apple Watches minus Jenna. And so we always,
I'm not part of the group.
Yeah. And so, like, if you have an Apple Watch, you know that, like, if you share your activity,
but
you get
I
notification.
Feel shame. Half our friends closed all their rings and did 15 workouts today.
By 5 a.m.
One of my friends is on their third workout, and I'm like, I feel incredibly inadequate right now.
No, oh my gosh. But no, it honestly motivates me, and you could do, like, competitions. Like, we're, like, it's like a commercial for Apple. We're not sponsored by Apple. But
especially because Megan's Samsung dryer broke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my husband goes hard for Samsung and shits on Apple all the time. He almost had me convinced to get Samsung with the whole Bixby thing, like, for translations when we were, like, doing some traveling. Like, that would be freaking cool, you know? Mm-hmm. But it didn't work that well anyway. I'm very biased, and I love Apple. And it's at the point where I can't switch my phone because I have an Apple computer and an Apple Watch. I'm kind of stuck.
I love Apple.
I'm sorry. Our Samsung dryer broke, and we've only had it for a year, and we're not under warranty, and he's pissed. So we might be switching over.
That's why you need an Apple dryer. Can you imagine? I know. Can you imagine though? Why don't they have that? I can control it from my watch.
Maybe in 2 months or something, I'll get an Apple Watch.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say maybe in 2 months they'll have an Apple dryer. I'm like, maybe.
Jenna's gonna go
pitch an idea.
Yeah, she's gonna go do an elevator pitch to Apple about having a dryer, but just not a washer.
Oh, I could fucking sell that shit.
But like, just go to the Apple store at like Summit Mall. The salesperson
to the actor.
Do you know the CEO? Because listen, call
Jeff,
him up. I have an idea.
Listen, do you have a minute?
I have an idea. You have no idea. I have an idea.
Listen to me.
If anyone important is listening to this podcast, probably not. I mean, you guys are all important, but I mean, like, actually, like,
CEO,
has a lot of money that can do something about
or
this.
Persuasion.
Yeah. Why does Apple not have washer and dryer yet? And
what would it do?
It would just
be
a washer and dryer, but you can control it from your Apple Watch.
Oh.
And like,
or you could send text messages from it, too.
She's like, God, my laundry's taking forever. Like,
Or it would, like, send you, like notifications.
For
like,
when your laundry's done.
Yeah, or
well,
to your friends.
Or, oh, really?
Yeah, and you can, like, you're supposedly, not for Apple, but with the Samsung dryer, you're supposed to see, like, the diagnostics, and it's like, it's working fine, and clearly it's blinking. We're like, it's not working fine.
Yeah.
Or you could press a button where you slide the laundry over. There's a push mechanism in there where
the
it slides it to the dryer.
So it's like two in one.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
It's a conveyor belt. Just
hey, Apple.
Yeah. We need
some
money.
Some
ideas. Yeah.
I think they have to be automatic because there's a lot of things that shouldn't be dried.
Yeah.
And I'm the lazy.
True.
I'm a lazy bitch that watches all my things together. I don't separate it by color.
Really?
I just put it on cold because it helps the integrity of your clothes to not wash it with like a lot of detergent or softener. And that makes me sound like I'm stinky. No, I wash my clothes, but I don't do like.
We
a lot.
Work out all the time.
A lot. Like, well, yeah. If I washed my on hot with like fabric softener and dry, like and washed and dried everything, my clothes would be unraveling and peeling already.
Mm-hmm.
It helps preserve the integrity of the clothes, and it's better for the environment.
Oh. Here's an idea. If we did, okay, so we did 4-in-1, right? Stay with me, everybody. 4-in-1, right? So you have one, so you have two washers, but they're in one, but they're connected to two dryers. But one is an actual dryer, the other one is an air dryer. So you separate them, you put your Lululemon in one,
and
the rest of your shit in the other. The conveyor belt still happens.
You don't have to hang it up at all.
Yeah.
Ooh. Might as well throw in, like, a self-folding mechanism. That's a lazy bitch, and I don't want to do any of that.
Yeah.
Genius. We're on to something here.
Yeah.
Guys, it's really hard to do laundry when you work out multiple times a week and you work at a gym. It's
I do laundry, like, 2 times a week.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, especially if you want, like, quality, like, workout stuff. Like, yeah. My husband's like, that's so expensive. I'm like, but it feels like
yeah, so comfortable. It feels good on my dumper.
Well, and, like, thick thigh girls, your thighs rub, and it ruins it rips the inseam, so yeah. It's like
butt on my dumper.
From classy to trashy, real quick.
I'm sorry. We have not, none of us have slept.
We're, like, slap happy.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Seriously are like,
he's
okay.
Like, butt on my dumper.
Okay, so let's get it back on track. Sorry, so we were talking about washers and dryers for a long time. Anyway, so let's talk about what was the scariest part.
Okay, yeah, I knew this was coming, because it comes every week.
Can't get anything past you, Jenna.
I was prepared for this.
Jenna's, like, wearing, like, reading glasses, taking notes during the movie.
Yeah. She's like, can you rewind that, please?
She has, like, a headlamp on.
Oh, my God.
Bullet, like, points.
A little mouse on my shoulder. I don't
know. Like, Ratatouille? He's, like, controlling your hair so you can cook. I'm confused at why you have a mouse on your shoulder.
It's escalating.
Yeah, I don't... It went somewhere I'm not prepared to... Understand.
Is it like the rat that he killed in the beginning? What was his rat's name?
Oh, not Vin Diesel. It was Vin Diesel. Someone with a V, I think. Oh, no. She was stroking. No, she was stroking the bottle. She said, Sebastian? What the fuck was it? She was, like, stroking the bottle.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Fuck, I forget the rat's name.
Something with a V, I think.
Fuck, I don't know. No, there's
okay,
a
the
little,
rat Vin Diesel. That's what we gotta go with.
I thought his name was Hamlet, but that's a hamster from Animal Crossing.
Oh, no, the mouse is on my shoulder because that's the picture I get in my head of a British person in a robe with a headlamp taking notes.
So you're picturing, you're picturing, like, Sherlock Holmes, but with a rat? So it's like Ratatouille and Sherlock Holmes and a miner.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I envisioned for myself. Anyway,
and you're a world traveler, that's the idea you get.
I've been to England, and they all have little mice on their shoulders.
I've seen
our
it.
One listener She's from Norway is insulted.
Listen, all right, so part Brett that scared me the most Howell. Was, like I said, not scared. No, that's wrong. I'm fucking scared, all right? I'm scared.
Okay. Elvis. Yeah, I'm just it's Elvis.
Elvis. Elvis. I said Vin Diesel. There was a V in there, though.
I said... Hamlet.
Hamlet. So we are all way off. Elvis. I mean, you're on the track of, like, not celebrities,
I was
but, like, famous
Otis.
Things. Otis. Oh, yeah.
That sounds
Elvis.
Similar.
Wonder why he named him Elvis.
And yeah. They killed him.
Oh, so he killed him.
And he flushed him, which is weird.
He had, like, a fucking scalpel.
Oh,
and that's... Yeah. And why would you flush a rat down the toilet? I feel like that's going to clog your... plumbing. Like
100% would clog your plumbing.
And he ended up telling his family that the rat died.
Yeah, he's like,
not
oh, yeah.
And they all shrugged. They're like, okay, that's totally normal to flush your pets down the toilet. He's like shoving a cat down the toilet with a plunger.
I didn't see that part. I don't know what I was doing.
Covering your face.
Taking notes.
Yeah, with your little mouse.
Okay, so the part that scared me the most was multiple parts, but...
It's the whole movie.
Yeah, so honestly, no, this movie was fucked, as I say, every week, and it was scary. But I was super, super scared. What is the doctor's name again? Loomis? Sandra
yeah.
Loomis?
Yeah,
not Lupus.
No, that's what I kept on wanting to say. I had, like, secondhand scared him for him.
Yeah.
Like, I was so
he
scared
was
for him.
Ballsy.
He's always like, Michael! No!
Because like, yeah, no, exactly, like, yeah. He was touching him, he was alone, like, hugging him, he was alone in the room with him, and it freaked me out so much. And then, when he got loose,
mm-hmm.
when he escaped, that scared the shit out of me, because they're, like, bitches, you got nothing else to do. The other part that I found super creepy was when she was looking out the window at school and saw him across the street. I fucking hated that.
Then he had to skitter away.
Yeah, then he ran away like he had important business. He did, like, my cat at home, my parents' cat, he'll, like, doot, 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 like, sprint across the room like he has some important date to be at. I'm like, Oliver, get your bitch ass down. Like,
yeah. That's what I always think, like, my cats are, like, sprinting. They're like, I'm late.
Yeah.
I'm late. So, like, they're always late.
They're just late.
They're very bad with time. My cats are always late to something. They're like, I'm a light, shit, I'm a light. Yeah, so oh that's what Michael Myers is too. He's always
late. Megan, what scared you the most?
Well, I agree where, like, I feel like the atmosphere was creepier than the actual, like, action sequences. Mm-hmm. Like, him just, like, lurking in the background is creepy. Mm-hmm. He's just, he's always there.
Yeah.
When he was in the psychiatric facility, the sanatorium, whatever, I don't know what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me, guys, I'm really flummy today. He had all those freaking creepy paper mache masks, yeah. And I told you guys, masks creep me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so that was creepy, and all the weird paper mache masks and the creepy hair. He looked like the bad guy from Sinister a little bit with the greasy bangs.
Yeah.
That is a criticism I have. If he was in a institution, they would freaking cut his damn hair. He was greasy and had, like, shoulder-length hair the entire time. It was just in his face.
You know what's interesting, too, is that when he was a kid, like 10 years old, he had blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
And then as an adult, he had dark brown hair.
Don't you, like, grow out of blonde hair sometimes, though?
I don't know, not when you're 10 years old.
Oh, I guess it's when you're, like, a baby. Like, my brother was a towhead, like, white blonde, and now he's got brown curly hair, and he had, like, blonde straight hair as a kid.
Well, my brother-in-law had, like, I didn't know him when he was a baby, obviously, but, like, apparently my sister said when he was a baby, like, he had blonde hair, but now he has dark brown hair. So, like, I see it, like, as a baby, but, like, as a 10-year-old, it turning brown, I don't think that happens.
Or he was just really dirty.
Yeah, maybe it was just dirt all in his hair.
I mean, think about it. Do you think they ever bathed him? My other question is, why did they not just kill him?
Like, why did they?
They did. Why didn't they, like, do?
Like in the psych ward.
Yeah.
You mean?
Like, why was he not in?
You can't just kill somebody,
especially if it's a 10-year-old.
But he was a murderer.
At 10, there's the death sentence for children. I don't think that's a thing.
But at 18,
it's inhumane, and also, it's really expensive. So they probably just gonna the doctor said he was yelling at the warden and whatever and was like, you had one job. You all need to do is keep him locked up until he died. That was literally all you had to do. So, I mean, it was,
especially because he was insane. It wasn't like premeditated, and he did it for like personal gain or revenge or something. He was just a little batshit.
So he was just in that room all single, like, all day, every day until he died.
Doing some nice paper mache crafts.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was Googling how much is it to kill someone, as in, like, lethal injection.
The FBI is going to come out. You're not trying to hire
someone. And the first thing that came up was, like, how do I hire a hitman? I'm like, no.
No.
So, delete. Okay.
Bree's been flagged for...
Yeah, I'm like, no. Yeah.
How much soliciting an assassin.
No, hold on.
Side note, Carpenter did the thing, right?
I was like, what thing? But, I don't
you know, that thing.
Yeah, he did the thing.
We need to watch that. They also redid it in, like, 2011 or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's body horror. Anything with parasites, creepy aliens, like, fusing with your DNA, like, that creeps me out. So I think we should watch that.
Yeah. Okay. So death penalty costs were counted through to execution. Median cost, $1.26 million. Non-death penalty case costs were counted through to the end of incarceration, median costs $740,000. So it is it's cheaper to imprison killers for life than to execute them, according to a series of recent surveys. Tens of millions of dollars cheaper. Politicians are learning during a tumbling recession when nearly every state faces job cuts and massive deficits. So, tens of millions of dollars cheaper to keep Michael Myers alive versus kill him. So, probably just budgetary.
Just like the first movie.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
Facts, everybody. You're welcome. Facts.
My question's answered.
Don't say you didn't learn anything today. You learned something. Okay.
What scared you?
Freeze like nothing.
Nothing. Okay. No. I don't like masks either. They freak me out. So this time in the world is scary. No, I'm just kidding.
It's the unknown. You don't see the human expression.
Like, yeah.
God knows what's under there.
Yeah.
That's why, like, in Trick or Treat, when they took off Sam's mask, I'm like...
It ruins it.
It ruined it. I'm like, really? He's not scary anymore. He's creepier with a sack over his head.
I really like the music. So I know in the first one, John Carpenter composed the music. I don't know. I'm assuming Rob Zombie probably did the second one because he does music as well. I like the boom, boom. Like, I love that shit. Like, it, like, gets me hyped. So I guess that wouldn't scare me. But I thought... The music is scary, though. Like, if I were alone in a dark room, that would be scary. Which it happens to be a lot. No. Masks are scary. Also, just the idea of, like, this enormous knife freaks me out. Yeah. The knife was like a foot long. That would go through my entire waist. Like, I mean, that's scary. So, and just, yeah, impending doom, like the fact that you can't kill him is scary as well. So, let's play our fun little game.
What would your strategy be?
What would your strategy be? So, you meet Michael Myers. What would your strategy be? Let's see. My strategy would be, I mean, you can't kill him. So, I guess, especially if I were his sister, I would just try to, like, be vulnerable with him and try to befriend him until I could earn his trust and then escape.
Yeah.
And just run.
I would get to an airport and fly away. He can't get to you in California from Illinois.
Can you picture him on an airplane, like, going through TSA?
No, yeah,
like,
with his mask picture. On, he's just, like, in coach, like, what would you like to eat, sir? And he's like, pretzels.
No, I mean, could he get in a car and drive there? I don't know. But that would be what I would do. Go away. Just go.
Yeah.
Well, and it depends on what's canon in the lore. Is he just a big, buff human that is strong and has good clotting ability? Like, he's not bleeding out. Or is he supernatural, brought back from the dead? Is he invincible? So, like, yeah, if he was invincible, get the fuck away as far away as he possibly can. If he's actually human, he's just really buff and it'll take a lot to kill him. Cut his head off. Yeah. Or be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Hi, brother. Let me touch your face. Let's get to know each other. Where have you been the last 15 years? Except for she didn't know. So she couldn't. She tried. She's like, that's I don't know how to help you.
And that's the thing. I don't know if he... So he didn't understand that she didn't understand, right? Like, he couldn't get that she didn't know it was him.
Yeah. I think, like, he didn't have the mental capacity to understand, like, hey, look, this is me and you. And when she didn't understand, he, like, got... mad.
Well, he probably has the mental capacity of a 10-year-old.
Yeah, well, said, like, he was diagnosed with autism.
So there's no rationalizing anything.
Yeah.
He's just impulsive and goes based on feeling.
Yeah.
Well, and taking into consideration the trauma. Well, my mom was saying, like, sometimes when you experience trauma, you revert back to the age that you were when you experienced that trauma. So, like...
That's true. So 10 years old. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So, okay. So...
Damn.
What would your strategy be?
I already said I'd fly the fuck away.
Oh. So we flee, cut his head off, or make friends.
Yeah. Those are
what
perfectly
else can you
good
do?
Things. Yeah, nothing.
Not.
You can't die.
Ugh, so many scary movie tropes in this. Between, like, topless ladies getting killed because that's what happens and whatever. But every time they're being chased, they run upstairs.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you hiding upstairs? There's no way to go unless you hop out a window, which she fell out of a window. That's your consequence, girl.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a concussion from falling out of a window while being tackled out of a window like a football tackle. But run not into a basement.
Yeah.
Not into a window. Just run away. He walks slow.
Yeah.
He didn't drive in this movie. Just work on your cardio, everyone. That's another tip from Zombieland. Cardio.
Cardio.
Yeah.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, the fast people aren't gonna be the ones eaten.
Yeah. That's why we work out, everybody, just in case zombie apocalypse happens. We gonna run.
We want to be fast to avoid zombies and buff like Michael Myers.
There's not too much to ask.
And always, can we end with this? Have a nice dumper.
Have a nice dumper.
I thought you were going to tell us to tickle a snout.
Tickle a snout.
Oh, well, duh, that would have been my strategy. Flip that fucker over and tickle his snout.
Just give him a nice belly rub. He just misses his mom. Maybe he needed a glass of warm milk.
Maybe.
He just needed some love and affection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor little Michael Myers. Okay, so in closing, I hate to say this is one of my favorite movies, but it's one of my favorite Halloween movies. Like, I love slashers. Slashers are my favorite. I love Michael Myers. Jason Voorhees is my favorite slasher character, but I just love slashers in general. So this is one of my favorites, just the Halloween franchise itself. And next week, we are going to be watching The Ring, which we're super excited about, and we're going to be comparing it. Yeah, Jenna's like... Yeah, so we'll be watching The Ring, and then we're also going to be comparing it to the Japanese version.
It is
so,
Ringu.
Ringu?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. I haven't seen the Japanese version, and Megan has, and Jenna hasn't. Well, Jenna has seen parts of the American version.
When I was, like, 8.
So
that's probably why you're fucking scared of scary movies.
Yeah, no,
that's
shit,
horrifying.
My brothers suck.
Yeah.
Like, they would, like, force me to watch this shit when I was little.
Yeah. Parts. And now we're just bringing and up now this, look at like,
where I am.
Yeah, being forced to watch more
Horror
movies.
Gonna bring up some childhood trauma.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, so we'll be watching that because Halloween is gonna be over, but Spooky will live on forever. So tune in next week. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we'll put that on a t-shirt too. Uh-huh. We have so many t-shirt ideas. So make sure to check out our social media pages on Instagram at Screams and Queens Pod, on Twitter at Screams Podcast. We also have a Patreon. If you love us and you love the show, support us. We're a small podcast and we appreciate any support we can get. That's it.
Keep having a nice dumper. Bye.
We are Screams and Queens. We'll see you next week.